If you have your Bibles with you, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 13. That's where this particular parable comes from. I brought my broom with me this morning. In staff meeting on Wednesday, we get together as a staff and we decide who's going to do what. And each one is given their assignments. And at the end of that time of discussion, Andrew said, "And so Pastor Roger is going to come and he's going to back clean up." Okay, well, I thought he said I was supposed to come and clean up. So I brought my... No, that isn't really... Okay, we have a parable that we want to talk about, the sower. Okay, but I have, during the message, I have a skit that I would like to do. I'm going to use this broom with. And so we're going to use a parable to teach the parable. So partway through this, we're going to have a skit with a couple of people. And then you all know that I would have to work in a song somehow. So sometime during this message, I will have to work in a song as well. One of the old hymns, okay? All right, so we want to talk about the parable of the sower. If you have your Bibles in Matthew 13, we're going to start at verses 3 through 9. Now, this began, I got to preface this, Jesus had so many followers that were around him and that he was trying to teach. They were so crowded, he couldn't teach to them. So it says that he asked one of the fishermen there if he could borrow his boat and they could go out just a little bit and he could use that as a platform to speak from. So he went out in this boat, just got a few, you know, probably 100 feet away from the shore, and then he began to teach them a parable. And this is the parable that he began to teach them. We'll pick up in verse 3. It says, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road. And the birds came and ate them up. And others fell upon the rocky places, where they did not have much soil. But when the sun had risen, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And others fell among the thorns. And the thorns came up and choked them out. And others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." I like that phrase. He says, pay attention here because I have something that's vitally important that you need to get. We want to talk. There are three points in this parable. There's the sower. There's the seeds. And then there's the soil. So we want to talk about those. As I read this parable, kind of reminded me of my neighbor. At my house, if you come to my house during the summer, you'll find my lawn is really just manicured weeds. Okay? But my neighbor, now he has a lawn that he really takes care of. I mean, it's like a putting green over there. In a couple of weeks, he'll come out. He does this every year. He comes out with this big rolling pin, okay? And it has these like spikes in it, and it has like a push mower that pushes this rolling pin. So he will flood his yard, get the ground nice and soft, and then he runs this thing over it. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm aerating it, okay? I'm putting air into the ground so that it will grow the grass." I'm like, "Oh, good, okay." So he does that, and then after some time, he comes out, and he has this, it looks like a plastic coffee grinder, okay? And he's cranking that thing, and it starts sending out a spray of seeds, grass seeds, and it sends this spray, wide pattern. And he will walk around his yard just spraying these seeds. And he'll walk along the roadside, and as he's spraying it, some of the seeds are going on the grass, the other is going right out in the road, okay? The birds love it, okay? They come, and they just eat those seeds right off the road. And he'll come along, and he has a planter box that's brick and a brick walkway, and he'll come along there and he's spraying, and these seeds are going on even the brick. Do you know that some of those seeds will actually grow in the brick? Okay, they will start to grow up and they start growing on the brick. But as soon as any heat comes along, they die out because there's nothing for the roots to take hold of. Okay, what I really like about it is he walks between right by our property line, my grass and his grass, and he is spraying, and it's spreading seeds all over my lawn, okay? And I'm like, "Oh, good, okay? Because I want my grass to look like his." Do you know you can see a dividing line? You could tell exactly where his property ends and mine starts, okay? Because his grass, it grows wonderful, but see, mine is just weeds, and when those start to sprout up, those weeds just choke it out. Now, why would my neighbor throw seeds out on the road Why would he scatter seeds on the bricks? Why would he for sure put it over my weeds, you know, to grow? Why would he do that? Because he wanted the lawn to grow in his yard. And he had to spread the seeds. And the seeds then are just spread all over, okay? We need to be sowers as well. As we look at this, there are three parts. We want to, who is the sower? Do you know that Jesus said, I came to reconcile the world back to the Father. And then he said, now I've given you the ministry of reconciliation. Jesus ultimately was the sower, but now he said, I've given that to you. You are the sower. Do you understand that, church? You are the sower. And where are we instructed to go and sow seeds? Okay? If you look in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, the point, if you're following along in your bulletin, the first point there, it says that we are instructed to sow throughout the world. We're instructed to sow throughout the world. Matthew says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. So we are commanded to go throughout all the world and sow the seed. But just like the sower, not all that seed is going to land on fertile ground. Some of it's going to land in hard places. Hard places. Some of it's going to land in places where the worries of the world are going to begin to choke it out. But we're not told, don't go there and plant that. He says, no, you go throughout the world and you plant the seeds because he's the one that's going to bring about the growth. But we are instructed to go and plant those seeds. We are to sow throughout the world. We're also to sow with boldness, not with timidity, with boldness. It says, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. There is a time, boy, doesn't that sound like even our society now, where we want to run after what tickles our ears, what's going to be good for me, what's going to make me feel good. He says we need to go and we need to sow in our world and we need to sow with boldness. I really think it's because the time is drawing nigh. Time is drawing close to an end and we need to be sowing the seeds. Now, what are the seeds? Guys, I want to ask you if you come up and if you could just remove this platform for me right here. I got a couple guys that are going to help me. And we are going to do a short little skit to kind of make the point of what the seeds are. Now, you want to pay real close attention to this, and I want you to use your imagination. I have a couple ladies that are going to come in and join me for this skit. I want you to use your imagination that this is a vast domain. I mean, it's a huge, as far as the eye can see, parcel of land. And there is a walkway that has a fork in the road where it splits into two walkways in this vast domain. And there are two travelers who meet an elderly gentleman on this domain. The paths are called the paths of eternity.
How much longer is this path? I know I've been walking for hours, and I can't even see the end yet. Oh, man.
Just a minute there. Where do you think you're going? Huh?
I'm going to go find the end of this path.
Not without a ticket, you're not. No, sirree, Bob.
A ticket?
Well, you can pick it all you want to, but I ain't letting you through here without a ticket.
What ticket?
The ticket that tells you which way to go. You see the path. It forks here. You one or the other, and it tells you which way to go.
Well, I don't have a ticket. I lost my purse, and I don't have anything in my pockets.
Rockets? Mighty pretty, especially on the 4th. We don't shoot our rockets here. I got to have your ticket.
I don't have a ticket. That's what I've been trying to tell you. I lost everything. I don't even have a postage stamp.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? You don't carry this ticket with you. I mean, it's in your heart.
My heart?
Yeah. All you got to do is answer me this one simple question.
Oh, no, 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 no. Wait a minute. You need to explain this a little bit.
No need for it. No need for it. Just answer me the question. What gives you the right to enter God's kingdom?
God's kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't dawn on me that... Okay, the right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he died and took away all my sin. I believe in that, and I believe in him. I've given my life over to Jesus Christ. I've asked him to guide me.
That's the ticket. Oh. You did just fine. No need to be so nervous.
Well, you'll have to excuse me. It is my first time, you know.
Time? Oh, about 11:45. No need to worry. The gates are open 24 hours. Now, if you'll just continue on down the path. You see the path right here? Just continue on down.
Yeah, but how much further do I have to go?
Oh, not too much further. You see them lights over yonder?
No.
Way out there. You see them? That's it, okay? You need to just go toward them lights right there. I remember a time back in 55 when this Jabberwock came. Hey, where do you think you were going? Huh? I got to have your ticket.
Who are you?
I'm the gatekeeper here. No one comes through here I don't know about.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just a few minutes ago I was driving and all of a sudden I'm... Donnie? Donnie, is that you?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, Valerie!
Not another one.
What are you doing here? What happened?
It's so strange. Like I was just driving down the road, and all of a sudden, I'm here, and I can't remember anything.
Wow.
What about you?
I don't know. You know, the last thing I remember, I was in bed really sick, and then the same thing happened. I just started walking down the path till I ran into the old guy.
Hey, I heard that.
First time for everything.
Now we can't stand around jabbering all day. I've seen your ticket, so be off with you.
No.
Now then, young lady, I got to have your ticket.
What, Donnie, what is he talking about? A ticket?
Uh-oh.
Do you have one?
Valerie, I always wanted to tell you, but there was never a
good time. I'm afraid she's not allowed to help you now. All you got to do is answer me this one simple question. What gives you the right to enter God's kingdom?
Oh, I see. The right. Well, I'm a good person, and I love people, and I've done a lot. I used to belong to a civic group, and we helped build this big hospital. We even helped this one guy get a dialysis machine, and I have given to charities, and I was a member of a church, and for a while, I was even the church secretary. Yeah, and I've done a lot for my fellow human beings.
Okay, that's your ticket. Now, if you just continue on down the path, see, it forks here. If you just go on down the path right over here.
Can I talk to Donnie for just a minute?
I don't see any problem in it, but don't stand around jabbering all day. You may block traffic.
Man, I never thought I'd see the day. It's so good to see you again. Walk down this way with me, and let's catch up on old times.
Valerie, I'd really love to, but I'm walking down this path over here.
Well, that's strange. You mean there are two? Oh, no. You know, Donnie, we did have some good times.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we did have some good times together. Remember that time we went to the park and that picnic and you fell in the duck pond?
Gosh. They had to pull me out with a baseball bat and I went around squishing all day long. Oh, my goodness. That was the same day you got hit in the face with the Frisbee and you had that black eye. The next day was the play. The only Juliet with the black eye.
Oh, man, that was horrible.
Oh, that was
but
great.
The time I remember was when we stayed up all night long talking. Remember that?
Yes.
And we fell asleep in our first period class. Ooh, we gave that teacher such an inferiority complex.
We had some great times together.
Yeah, it's because we were so close. We could tell each other anything. All our secrets, our problems.
Yes, and everybody knew how close we were.
Oh.
Like, they even called you my shadow.
So true. You are such a good friend, Valerie. I guess I could have told you just about anything.
Yeah, me, you too, Donnie.
Well, I guess we better not stick around too long. We wouldn't want to block traffic.
No. Okay. Well, I'll be seeing you. Bye.
Bye. Valerie? You've been such a good friend to me. That's not what I want to say at all. What I want to say is, I love you. I've been wanting to tell you that for years, but I was so afraid. It's funny. It wasn't hard at all.
I was afraid, too. I mean, well, I guess we couldn't tell each other everything after all. Donnie, you're my best friend, right?
Yes.
And you do anything for me, and you tell me everything.
You know I would.
And you love me, right?
Yes.
Then why? Why are we walking that path together?
Two friends. Guys, if you could bring the pulpit back. One had seeds in life. The other one had the seeds of eternal life, but didn't have the time to share it. It wasn't maybe that important. One spends eternity with a loving father. The other one spends eternity away from God. Why? Because they didn't have the seeds of life, eternal life. Do you know the seeds are the Word of God? When Jesus was explaining the parable in verses 18 and 19, he said, "Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom..." The Word of God is the seeds. I think it's important for us to recognize an important factor here. In the Gospel of John, the first five verses, and then verse 14. We don't have the first five verses, but we do have verse 14 on the PowerPoint. I want to read these first five to you. It says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Then verse 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." Church, Jesus is the seed of life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. There is no other way. There's no good works. There's no good deeds. There's no good... The only way to the Father, the only way to go down that path is to make Jesus Lord and Savior of your life. He is the seed. We oftentimes want to think the good deeds are. This woman did a lot of good things. Helped to buy a dialysis machine, worked in the hospital. She was even the church secretary for a while. You can do all kinds of good things. that will not get you to heaven. And so many people think, if I just do these good things, God is going to somehow allow me into eternity. I want to read a portion of scripture for you. Matthew 7:21-23 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I don't know you.'" Miracles they worked. They prophesied. They did all these wonderful things. That will not get you to heaven, church. The only way to the Father is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. How about your wealth? You know, we're about to go into another building program. The one for the Rise and Build is coming to an end, and we're going to start another one because we want to build another complex across here for the young people, the youth, and the children. Won't God let you into heaven if somebody here volunteers to give $1 million? Won't that get you into heaven? Look at that. I mean, you were able to do this and really help this. It's a good thing. Do you know what, God? That's not going to turn God's head at all. Anything wrong with giving your money? Not at all. Anything wrong with doing good deeds? Not at all. I think we need to be doing those things. But don't fool yourself into thinking that that is going to get you into eternity, because it won't. And I don't, church, I don't want to walk down that proverbial pathway and look across and see any of you on the other side saying, "Why didn't you tell me, Roger? Why didn't you tell me?" I am telling you this morning, there is no way to eternity except through Jesus. Matthew 10:23 says, "And Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, 'How hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God.'" Why would he say that? Anything wrong with money? Not at all. But oftentimes we put our hope in our money. If you put your hope in your wealth, you are going to be greatly ashamed and fearful at the judgment seat. 1 Timothy 6:18-19 says, "Instruct the wealthy to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, storing up for themselves the treasure of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed." Tell the wealthy to do those good things, not to put their hope in their wealth, so that they can have a foundation that will truly last for eternity. The only foundation is Jesus. Invest in the things that lift up the name of Jesus. Find ministries, find ways in which to invest in the kingdom, because I believe time is running short, church. It is time to declare the sovereignty and the lordship of Jesus Christ. We have the sower, that's you and me. We have the seed, that is for eternal life, is only Jesus. Now we have seeds in life. You can sow good deeds. You can sow your wealth. You can sow those things, but that won't lead you to eternal life. And the third point that we look at in the sower, the seed, is the soils, the ground. Do you know that the springs of life flow out of your heart? In Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life." Your heart and the heart of those that you come to is the ground. That's the soil. The heart of your friends, the heart of your work acquaintances, they are the ones that we need to be planting in. Let me tell you, though, church, not every heart is going to be fertile ground. We talk about the preparation. What do we need to do to prepare the ground? It says in 1 Corinthians 3:6-9, it says, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field. We need to prepare the ground, but know that it's God that causes the growth. The hearts of your friends, of your family, that is the ground. About 85 years ago, there was a woman, Helen Limmel was her name, who wrote a poem and put that poem to music. I think she really captured the essence of this word of the sower and Jesus being the seed and we needing to plant the seed. She writes, O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. You guys know the chorus? Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. I have to sing the last verse for you as well. It says, his word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. The heart of God's creation is the ground. We need to plant the right seeds. You can have the ground fertile and ready, but you could plant the wrong seeds. Remember in Matthew 7 where he said, there are those who prophesy, there are those who cast out demons, there are those who are doing miracles. And God says, I don't know you. Why? Because they have not received the seed of eternal life, Jesus. And it is not enough to know about Jesus. We have to make Jesus Lord and Savior in our lives. The only way to the Father is through Jesus. We need to continue to nurture. We got to act upon God's words. Listen to Matthew 7, 24 and 25. It says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them. Church, it is not enough to come here Sunday after Sunday and just listen to the word. That is not enough. You cannot just come and have your ears tickled. He says, it's the one who hears the word of God and acts upon it. It requires an action. Do you know that in James 2, it says, faith without works is useless, dead, irrelevant. It's faith in Jesus and acting upon it, putting into practice. He says, when you do that, he says, you'll be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and burst against the house. And yet it didn't fall, for it had been founded upon the rock of Jesus. I don't know where you are this morning, church. I'm going to ask the people who normally come front, who pray, our prayer team, if you'll get up and come and stand across the front right now. Those who are on the prayer teams, I need you to come and stand right up here along the front. I don't know what you identify with in this message. Maybe you are identifying this morning with the woman who went down the path over here. She knows Jesus. She has made Jesus the Lord of her life, but recognizes, I haven't shared with others. I haven't planted. And God has commanded all of us to plant the seeds of life. But I haven't done that. I've fallen short. I don't talk to people at work about Jesus. I don't talk to my friends about Jesus. If the ground is prepared and it's well-watered and everything, well, then maybe I'll take a little bit of a risk. But maybe you're identifying with this woman. If that is you, do you know, if you don't act upon the word, if you don't take a step of faith, all it is words on a page. All it is words coming from the pulpit. If you identify with that woman, I'm going to ask you to do something we've never done at Koinonia before. In the 25 years that I've been here, we haven't done it. If that is you, I want to ask you to stand to your feet and line the side and across the back and fill in the front. I want you to go along the sides and stand. I want you to make a tangible act of faith to say, that is me. I'm the one who hasn't been faithful in sharing, but I'm going to make a commitment this morning. If you're willing to make a commitment that I am going to share Jesus with others, I want you to stand to your feet and just go to the sides of the rooms right now. It takes an act of faith. So if that's you, if you're bearing, the Spirit of God is moving right now to tell you that is you. If that's you, you need to go and stand along the sides, across the back. Maybe some of you that are still seated here are identifying with a woman who came down the path here. Oh, I've done a lot of good things. I've been told by people all my life, I just have to do good things, and God's going to let me into heaven because I'm such a good person. He is not going to let you into heaven. Do you know that God will love you to the gates of hell? And when you cross over at death, the Bible says, it's appointed unto a man once to die, and after that, the judgment. God will love you right up to the gates of hell. But when you die and that judgment comes, you will have eternal separation from him. No more will you have a loving God. You'll just have misery. I don't want anyone in this room to go down that path. If you're identifying with that and you recognize, I haven't made a commitment to Jesus. I have not prayed and asked Jesus to become Lord of my life. I've done good things. I know about him, but I haven't made him Lord of my life. I'm going to ask you in just a bit to go and find somebody. Here's about 100 people right here who just said, I want to plant the seeds of hope. I want to plant the seeds of Jesus in the lives of others. They're right here. I want to ask you if you'll just go in just a moment to one of those people and pray with them. Now, you people that are praying, we have some packets here. Make sure that if you pray with someone, that they take one of these home. You just come up to the front here. We have some, and it has some materials in here to help people to walk their faith out and their commitment that they're making. Make sure everyone gets one of these that prays this salvation prayer. There are others that are here. Maybe for physical reasons you haven't been able to go and line across the front to pray for people or across the side. Or you have totally sold out to the Lord and you're saying, Roger, I am actively telling people about Jesus. I am going out of my way to make sure that I plant the seeds of life and hope in them. I am actively telling people about Jesus. That is you. Then I want to bless you. I want to encourage you to continue to walk that out. Church, the time is close at hand. Are you ready to meet God for eternity? or will you just walk into darkness? Would you stand to your feet? Father God, I first want to pray for those who are willing to boldly say, I know Jesus, but I have fallen short. I have not been sharing Jesus with others. I haven't told people at work. I haven't told my neighbors. I haven't, because I've been afraid or I've been insecure or I've been, whatever the reason, I've just lacked. I thank you for their boldness to say that's me, but I'm going to make a commitment today to boldly go and to share my faith, to share the hope of Jesus, the only hope in Jesus. There are not a multitude of ways to God, only through Jesus. I want to share with people. I pray you'll bless them, Lord God, for that commitment, that step of faith that they've made. I pray, Lord God, for those who are in the seats now, who are saying, I hear about Jesus. I come week after week and I listen to messages and I hear good words and then I go home and I live my life just the way I always have. If that is you, don't leave here this morning without meeting with someone to pray, because there is no guarantee that you will be here tomorrow. Father God, I pray that by your Spirit you begin to prompt the hearts and lives of people. Those that are standing here that don't know you, I pray that you'll guide them to someone that can pray with them and pray over them and minister to them. Father, we commit our lives to you. You have called us to go into all the world and to sow the seeds of Jesus. Not everyone will receive it, but we still are called to go. We still are called to spread those seeds. It's not up to us to bring the growth. That's you that brings the growth. Father, I pray a blessing over each one here. I pray that this word will touch them, even tonight as they sleep. I pray that this word will begin to go over their mind and that they, even on their bed, will pray out to you and rededicate their lives to you. We glorify you. We praise you. It's in Jesus' name that we do all things. Amen. If that's you and you need somebody to pray with, there's 100 people around here that are just would love to pray with you. If you have physical needs, there's some across the front here that would like to pray for you. God bless you. May His Spirit rest upon you. May He guide you and direct you into all truth. You're dismissed. God bless. Thank you.